Blog Talk Radio.
Saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trumpet case I get shortness of breath.
I'm gone. Praise him. Praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
I'm gone. Praise him. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up.
Good God.
The blessings come down.
Good God.
When the blessings go up. Oh, good God.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the blessings go up. Oh, the blessings come down. My lap. The blessings come down.
When the blessings go up.
Oh,
the blessings come down.
Good God.
They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor with the big wide windows. With the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money. Ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close. Ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions. Like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm in war with my wrongs. I'm writing four different songs. I never forced it or forfeited. I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute songs. You need a 4-hour praise dance, performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico, grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beat.
God bless you tonight. I'm glad that you come in. This is Cosmo with our ancestors tonight. I'm talking about what happened with crossing over and what breakthrough's going to be happening. Get your pencil and paper, write it down. So it's going to be a blessing for you tonight. It's going to be a blessing for you. This is the 11th month. We get ready to go into Thanksgiving and all that other good stuff. We just left Halloween. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Halloween. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So you can know about that. So I want you to hear about what's going on. Now, I want to, tonight, I want to talk about what happened to Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson was a great musician, gifted, and blessed. But I want to say this, if you go to my website, that's the Seed Abraham, yourfaith.com, and if you want to plant a seed for this month, I want you to get ready and plant that seed for this month. Now, number 515-605, name you to know tonight. I told you last night what I want you to do, what I want you to carry out. some of you didn't hear what I was saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight and get ready to create a climate of love, a climate of truth. So you have to know how you can do that. Once you learn how to do that, be able to deal with some truth going on in our community, that's going on in our world. So it's time for us to understand, when it all said and done, God is in control. We have to understand, right? I say when we cross over, and we always go and bring some stuff back. Cross over. Get ready to cross over. You know, cross over, something always happens. And something happens good when you cross over. Sometimes when you cross over, you can't find out what's going on. But you don't know what's going on. But see, when you find out what's going on, we get ready for cash your boat. And some of us don't understand what's going on. This thing is so deep, and there's so much going on. I want to share the stuff with you today and tonight, so you might be able to understand where we at, what we're supposed to be doing, what doors is open up, what doors is closed. Now, if you want to write me, Post Office Box 28, 9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Now, you said, Bishop, I want to plant a seed. I want to thank those that have planted a seed. I want to thank you, Sherry, for your seed, and those that have planted seeds because they believe in the ministry, okay, and the word of God. And I'm going to give you the word that God will deal. And I want to say to you tonight, I'm going to share some things with you that you ain't never heard it. I'm going to share some things with you that you need to get on page with it and get understanding that things are wrapping up quick, fast, and in a hurry. All the silver, all the gold ain't going to help you. You got to be under the divine will of God. Hallelujah. And as I said that tonight, you get ready for a divine breakthrough. You get ready for God to do something special for you. I'm telling you tonight that every door closed will be opened up. And every door that's been moved, God's going to move it quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry. And you want God to do something in a hurry for you and your family. Now, this is what I'm saying tonight. I told you last night, them that listened last night, to bring a name and give me that name. And we're going to go in the spirit realm, I say. And you talk when we go in the spirit realm. Go in the spirit realm on some stuff for my baby. I'm trying to see where it's at. Okay, here it is. Spirit ain't moving. I say now. Now, as we cross over in the spirit realm, we just understood what happened with Halloween. And Halloween, the portal was open, and them demons shot and killed people all over the world. I was looking at a replay. I was looking over there where people, 100 people died. In the street, too many people in the street. So we're going to deal tonight with the Bible, where it says, "Print up yourself an evildoer, soon be cut down." And we're going to deal with that tonight, where you might understand. If you got a need, plant a seed. This harvest time. This time for you to go to the next level, young man, young woman. It's time for you to reach out for God. It's a blessing for you, but you got to know how to gain the blessing, know how to get the blessing, and know how it worked for you. I say. Now, what I'm saying to you tonight, Bessie, thank you for calling. Nita, thank you for calling. And I want to thank you, Jean, for calling. And I want to thank you, Joanne, for calling. All of them that's on the line, that's in Mississippi, that's in Texas, that's in California, those that are in Mississippi and Arkansas, those in Illinois, those that are from Minnesota. Happy birthday to you, Freddie Taylor, in Minnesota. And I'm praying for you, Brother Sam. God bless you. And Brother Sam, thank you for your seed. Milton, thank you for planting a seed in the ministry. You don't have to do it. God directs you to do it. Some of you have nothing because you ain't asked God to guide you to the right level. And you wonder why you stay broke. You wonder why you can't get nothing because you got to reach out. When your fist closed, you can't get nothing. But when you open your fist up, stuff will come in. You got to have it going and coming. See, and that's what you got to understand. I decree tonight, I say, put this down, crossing over with our ancestors. God told Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God of your ancestors. And I want to talk about your ancestors tonight, your mama, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife. And you want to know, Bishop, what's going on? What's happening to us? Why we are behind? Why we killing each other? Why we don't trust each other? Now, I can tell you in one sentence, it's a slave mentality, and we haven't come out of that slave mentality. When Moses brought them out of Egypt, they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness to all them that didn't believe. And Moses said, I'm not going to go to the mountain. I'm not going to go with you to the promised land. But I'm going to make sure you get to the promised land. And what he was saying, Jerry, I ain't going to go with you. And it reminded me what Dr. King said. So I'm not going to go into 20, 23, 24. But you will get there. Dr. King said it. But Moses said that I'm not going to go over to the promised land. The promised land, what God promised. God got a promise. And he promised you health, wealth. He promised you that. But you so caught up. No, it's something else when 15 or 20 people get shot. They did nothing. Now, y'all better listen to me. I want to tell you something tonight. If you got a need, you plant a seed in our ministry. That's the seed of Abraham. YOLASite.com, go to my website, or go to Cash Out and hit $Bishop, T3T's, and Cash Out, and I'll get it. I'm praying much for you, Deborah Ann. I'm praying much for you, Sister Tech. I'm praying for you. On every love, every telephone tonight, we're crossing over with ancestors. We're in a new month. We're getting ready to run turkeys and do all that other stuff y'all do. We know, and I went to Walmart. They got Christmas stuff out already. They got Santa Claus out there. They got Christmas trees out there. Look at him. It's all about the money. What I want to tell you is about God. Call him an ancestor. Uh-huh, don't get scared. Don't cut your phone off. Don't get scared, Ron. I ain't called no demons to your house yet. But I'm talking to the ancestors tonight, and I want you to chip in and be a part And I know you got a question that you want to ask. We're going to start tonight. I want to talk about Michael Jackson. Y'all didn't really know Michael Jackson. Y'all know the entertainment part. You didn't know that Michael Jackson was a great magician. Let me say it again. He was a great magician. I mean, what he did, ain't no singer did it. Okay? You can name all of the singers on dope, on drugs. Michael didn't die on dope or drugs. Okay? I don't want you to know that. I want you to know he was the greatest magician. He was the greatest magic man. My working magic, Michael had the gift and had sold up. Now, I want to, if you listen to some of Michael's records, he made The Man in the Mirror. That's one of them. But that wasn't the one that he opened up the portal. When I said portal, if you don't know, ask me, I'm going to tell you. He opened up the portal, and it haven't been closed yet, okay? And what I'm saying, when he opened it up, everything changed in the world. Y'all listen to me. I'm going to take the scriptures back of what I'm saying, but some of you, mind is so crossed up, so messed up, you don't even understand what I'm saying. I'm going to say it again. Michael Jackson was the greatest magician and musician. Let me help you out. He was the greatest musician and magician. You talking about David Cockney? He could beat all of them. And you didn't know it. And European people know that he was the man. Okay? Now, it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the money. Because the people he summoned made him rich. But because of his lifestyle and the way he was brought up, he was brought up like a hermit. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So, to a certain level, when the spirit called on him, when they found out he was the one that they going to deal with, y'all looking funny at me. I say my ancestor. Halloween really is a day, Jerry, where you go to the cemetery and talk to your ancestors, and we changing from one to some and all of that. So when I said Michael Jackson was a great musician and he was a great magician, now, I'm saying something. Some of you can't grasp that because you're so caught up in religion. You're caught up in Baptist, Catholic, all of that. And you got to understand that when you are a magician and when you work magic, you're in what you're supposed to be in. But they tell you that's bad. They tell you can't talk to the dead folks. What did Jesus said? They said, Jesus, we got you on the mountain. Let's make 3 tabernacles. He said, no, I can't stay here. I got to go to the valley. I got to go to the people. And God told Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the God of your ancestors. So your ancestors mean a lot. The blood of your ancestors mean a lot. You covered under prayer and the angels. And the angels were sent by God to touch you and carry you to another level. But also, demons have come into some of your life and changed your whole history. Broke up from your wife, broke up from children, you murdered people, you killed. You got with Abaddon. Abaddon is a death angel. And you killed people and you did all that. But the angel Michael will offend all them that walking with God. Metatron is the angel who will keep things with the king angel. And Gabriel is the angel to resurrect people out of the grave. Y'all listen. Abaddon will put you in the grave, come and get you. When he comes, you got to tell him, can't get me, you better talk to Michael. Because if you ain't talking to Michael, you can't get me. Because Michael don't move and Gabriel don't move for nobody but God. Abaddon move and demons move for Satan, which is the dark side. Okay? Some of you are caught up tonight in the dark side. You're seeing things. You're being sick with cancer, TV, children, because you ain't pleading the blood of the Almighty God. The blood of God, the blood cover, you cover under the blood. God, thank God for Jesus, for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish tonight, but have everlasting life. Get ready to walk in the anointing of God. Psalm 44, that just come to me. And Psalm 37, that just come to me. As I get ready to bring you to the level, and I want to get you ready now, before I get ready to bring you some critical information that's going to change your life, going to turn you around to how you think. Yes, you ain't got to go to the cemetery to see your ancestors. They already there in your DNA. And you got to know how to get them out. See, the devil told Jesus, if you be the son of God, turn these stones into bread. He told the devil, man cannot live by bread alone. Man live by every word. Let me say it again. The word of God, that's how men live. By faith, by our ancestors have moved away. Now, you wonder, how did all this evil come about? What made this evil come? I'm going to tell you tonight. But I want to tell you, Maxine, your mother told me to tell you all is well. And I want to tell you that. And if you want to go to Phoenix, Arizona and move, she said, so be it. Okay? And I want to tell you, Don, that your daddy said for you to begin to open up the door and get that building that he wants you to have. I share. I'm in the spirit. Some people have called me and left me the message. Now, I told you last night, before I get into something, I want to ask you, those that got people named in your family, see, I don't want your boyfriend, your girlfriend, I want your husband, your wife, and I want to say it to you, I just picked it up to you, Sister Duke, your husband came in the spirit that said, I'm sorry, but you was tricked and I was tricked. We was away from each other, but somebody worked some heavy witchcraft to kill me and wanted to kill you. But you had nothing around you that kept you. I say. Thank you. Now, those that won't, now I'm going to open up the line. Press 1. If you got a name that you want to ask them something, all you got to do, press 1 on your phone. Okay, I see somebody to press 1. Yes, what you want? No, this is what I want to say to you. You said my Aunt Annie. Annie is with Viola. Oh, that's her mother. They are together and they're watching over you, okay? And they want you to put down the ball. That's right. They say they want you to stop drinking and stop living in yesterday. That man is gone and don't bring him back in your life. Matter of fact, they run him away. Now, if he come back around you, he going to die. And you ain't going to do it. They don't want him with you. Now, you can go back with him, and you and him both will die. These Jesus is your mother and your grandmother. They know he's a demon spirit, and they don't want you with him. I say. I'm going to leave that alone. Now, anybody else that has something to say that won't press 1 on your phone, if you want to know what's coming up now, as you get ready to press 1 on your phone, we're going through a spirit of drug addiction. We're going through a spirit of violence because the portal hole been opened up. If you know about Halloween, they didn't never have all this stuff in Halloween till that portal hole opened up. It can't be closed. Okay. Now, let me see. Okay, I'm looking to see if there's anybody. Okay, let me see. I see this person right. Okay, I see you. Okay, that want to know about press 1 on your phone, your hand will raise up. Okay, now, I don't know what's going on with some of you. You having it so bad, but you don't listen to your ancestors. You have been programmed that they can't help you. But ancestors is the one that come back for you, come back to carry you to the next level. And when that porthole open up, okay. Now, I've been telling you this. Now, if anybody got any questions, now, as I go in the spirit realm, 8138, press 1 on your phone, because that's 8138, press 1 on your phone. I want to know, okay, now, thank you. Now, you just press 1 on your phone. I 3 more people are open. Okay, let me get Marie first. I'm going to come back to you. Marie, what you want to ask me? Okay, I see what you're saying. Barbara Ann and Jean. Barbara Ann, that's your mother. Elizabeth is your grandmother. They said they didn't have, grandmother didn't have breast cancer. Your mother didn't have breast cancer. She says, not in your genes. And she don't want you to get your breast cut off. It's some things she's going to tell you to do where you'll get healed from that. And don't be afraid because they say you got breast cancer. See, some of you, oh, I got breast cancer. I'm going to cut it off. You got to get a second opinion, and then you got to go to God. I say, I'm going to do that alone. I want to say this before I go to Mary. You've got to understand the anointing of the Holy Ghost will heal your body. But preachers is not preaching healing. They're preaching finance. They're preaching get your new car, get your home, get your airplane. And they're speaking prosperity ministry. They're not speaking being saved. They're not preaching about being delivered. They want you to get a new car, get a new home. You can get a new car, get a new home, you still die. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternally, all the money, all the silver, all the gold don't mean nothing if you ain't trusting in God. If you ain't trusting in Mama and Papa and all your ancestors. I wish I had somebody. Well, they ain't here. They're not there physically, but spiritually. They move with you, man, every day. When Grandma was down south, it wasn't no hospital. Some olive oil and some roots. And she fixed some roots up to heal your body on the inside. You take that olive oil and rub over your body, and your body get healed. Oh, y'all won't hear me. We have strayed away from our ancestors. We have to come back to our ancestors and ask them to guide you to the next level. You have not because you ask not. Oh, I'm too old. Moses was 180 years old. You 70, you holler, you name it, you holler. People back in God's day, back in Bible day, they lived to be 120. Methuselah was 1,000 years old. And I'm 40, I'm too old now. I got rheumatism, I'm a senior. You ain't no senior till God says so. And if you're a senior, you blessed. Get up off of your comfort zone. Like James Brown, get up off of your thing and give out the chair and stop hollering. You got high blood. You got you. Yeah, you got it. You know why you got it? You called on it. And it come to you. Oh, God. You just called. Root just come to you. You call for cataract. It come to you. You call for high blood. It come to you. Because you call for it. Oh, I wish I had somebody. The ancestors look at you, and they ain't going to come because you ain't called. Let the dead bury the dead. Yeah, you dead because you ain't calling on God. Said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God of your ancestors. Go to Exodus. Told Moses. Go, Moses. Moses was 80 years old. When he got to Mount Sinai, 40 years in college over there in Egypt, another 40 years walking through the desert, learning about the earth and things, mass and animal. Time he got to, when he got up to Mount Sinai, to the mountain, he seen the bush burning. God, take your shoes off, because you're on the holy ground. What God was telling Moses, Moses, I'm going to change you upside down all the way around, and I'm going to tell you where you won't be, your ancestors, your mama, your daddy, your brother, I'm the God of them, so I'm giving you a job at 80 years old. Go back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh and all the bunch to let my people go. God got an assignment for you tonight, but you too busy trying to see what somebody else wants. You too jealous, too skeptical, and ain't enough to say enough is enough, and I'm going to climb my way unto God. Glory, hallelujah. I didn't mean to say all that, but I got caught up, so I said that. I'm going to 81:38. Now, I got you on. Now, 81:38, what you want to know from your ancestors?
Whatever you got to tell me, Bishop.
Now, I want to tell you this. Your mother and your grandmother said you got a long lifespan. And so don't let nothing upset you, and said totally healing body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, do you want to ask your grandmother or your mother something? Now, I want to tell you this. Your mother said you were her baby. Do you understand that? You the baby of the family?
Yes.
Your mother said you were her baby, and she have always cover you. Now, this is what she said. I'm going to get deep. You were took advantage of at a young age, but she took care of that man. He out the picture. He won't rape. He won't do that no more to nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to let you know what she's saying. Ashe, ashe. Hold your head up. Know what she's saying. And you look more like your grandmother Now, Pearl got that meanness from her grandmother. You got that calmness from your mother. Okay, thank you. And she was Cherokee Indian mixed up with Blackfoot. That's your Native American side. Let me see what else she's saying. Thank you, Dan. Something else you told me, you were telling me to tell you. Okay. They're walking away now, I shall say. This is what she said. Say what you said, mean what you mean. And if people don't trust you, you go ahead on. Once you tell them, leave them alone. Because your mother said you got the gift of your grandmother who was an herbalist and a healer. Okay? So you're not doing your mother want you to do for healing people. This is my prophecy to you. I feel that God's going to bless you with a great restaurant where in food, see, some people have different ministries. Some people have ministry cooking. Some people have ministry taking care of children. But I feel your ministry is cooking, and Pearl supposed to be helping you making pastries, cakes and pies. And until she do that, she's going to be tormented until she begins to say, hey, I can do something. And once that happens, now, thank you, Karen. Okay, thank you. Now, who else got their hand up? Thank you for that. Did you understand what I said?
Yes.
Let me see who else. Troy. Okay, Troy. Troy, you don't want to be busted out. Okay. But I'm going to tell you what your grandfather said. I'm talking about Dan. Dan to leave the drugs alone. Change the crowd that you win. Leave them alone. Okay. Thank you, God, Jesus. Now, as I cross over, see, when you cross over to the ancestors, Gabriel have to come and Michael have to come to make sure that nobody come to the people you call. Because when you call from the spirit realm, anybody come. What going to happen? Michael and Gabriel, the portal closed. The portal means that something that open up that you can't let back in, okay? And when the portal open, you got to know how to close it up. It's a spirit. I want to say this to you. I want to go to Mississippi, too. I want to go right here to Net. I want to get Net on the phone. Net, what you want to ask? I got you on the line.
No, I said
who you want to talk to? Who you want to talk to?
My mom, I want to know what my son is doing.
Okay, you want to talk to your mother. Now, what's your mother's name?
Odessa.
Odessa, okay. I want to ask you, did Odessa dip snuff?
No. She smoked.
Who around Odessa dip snuff? Because she's telling somebody to put the pen down. Somebody... Two in the back, one of them.
Her auntie.
Oh, okay. She's in the spirit realm too.
Yeah.
What's your auntie's name?
Lillian.
Adelpha is your mother.
Uh huh.
Your mother is telling me that she wants you to smudge your house, okay? And I want you to get some turpentine and olive oil and bathe some kids down But it's the things you got to do. We'll talk about it personally to open up that door where he was totally what he's doing. He won't want it no more. The spirit is going to be that powerful. That demon that's been on him will drop off. He might get sick, but after the sickness, that demon got to leave because that demon going to die. Now, see, that demon going to die. When that demon dies, that craving that he wants will go away. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. What happened with that? Now, anybody else I'm talking to? Now, since I did all of that, as I get ready to go to the next level, now don't tell me right now tonight we're crossing our ancestors because we had Halloween. So I'm telling you this what happened Halloween. Now, I'm going to tell you who opened up the portal, who opened it up. It ain't been closed, okay? And it haven't been closed. Okay, it haven't been closed. It haven't been closed. This the song that opened it up, that opened the portal up. This is Michael Jackson. This is the record that brought them demons out of, they crossed over. That's the demon he's conquered. That record opened up the portal hole. The music was catered. The dance was catered. The moves were catered. Michael called the demons up. Now listen to the music. That was the dancing that the demon did that he called him up. Song that opened up the pole hole. Now before Michael Jackson, so that was his famous record. He sold more records with that song. But before Michael released that record in 1958. Before he released that record, before it wasn't that many people doing Halloween. Once he released that and opened that portal up, them demons got out. And after they got out, they asked Michael to be over them, but Michael was over them. So the next record Michael made, they gave Michael the record. I'm bad. That's what they said, I'm bad. They gave him the lyrics to it, and he sung it. But this is what you got to understand tonight. Some of you can't grasp this. When the porthole opened, them demons come out. When you, on Halloween, when you put on them clothes like them people, you call on their spirit. So Michael Jackson was a magician and a musician. Opened up the porthole. Think about it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That all them demons let out, and then nobody could put them back. Now, Michael died 13 years later. Okay, look, get the ad. And Michael called on them in 1958. He released that record and did the dance. The dance was opened up the portal. The singing opened up the portal. And it let those demons out. They still out. Now, when Michael, now we're going into, Michael said, I can't sleep. Now, they said, Murray killed him. But you got to understand, Michael couldn't sleep because them demons he had called out of the pole was around him every day, every night. He couldn't sleep. So they gave him music. They gave him all kinds of stuff. They wanted him to be their leader up on earth. Okay. After he did not, they took him out. Some of you don't believe that. Them demons come and got him. Nobody couldn't sleep. The last record he made was bad, okay? They was telling him, we bad, because the portal is open up. It's still, as I speak tonight, it's open up. Now, look around you at the death and the killing. There's some demons all over the world. Micah opened up the portal. It haven't been closed. It ain't been closed yet. If you got to find somebody is a musician, and a magician. That's the one can close it up. But as I speak tonight, that pull hole is still open all over the world. Michael was a hit all over the world. Why? Because some demon was with him, protecting him, watching over him. Murray could not kill him. Murray was on the phone. He died. What he was doing, people, just what he was doing. He was talking to them spirits. Them spirits talking back to him. But them spirits wanted power. They was out. They was out, but they wanted power. They needed power, and he would not get with them the power. So they wanted power. So them demons really come to get him because them demons wanted him. That something was in the demon had control. So that's what happened to him. And right now, 2022, them demons still out. 2023, they're going to be out. If somebody put it in, and you can't be so quick to put them in there. You got to be a divine prophet of God or a woman of God to be able to call them and send them back to the whatever. So Halloween all across the country. People doing everything. But that's what happened with that. That's the record that opened up the portal hole all over the world. Thriller was the one that opened up the portal hole. I'm going to 8974. I see your hand up. God bless you this morning. You are 9874. What you want to know?
Whatever you can tell me.
It's a what young man that has passed around you. It's a young man that he's dead. He's telling you he's sorry. You understand that?
It's two of them. My little girl daddy, and our little cousin.
What is his name? What was your daughter's name? What was the man's name?
My daughter dad.
Yeah.
Kapara.
He said he was set up. He got killed. He was shot, right?
Yes, sir.
And he was set up by some friends.
And he's
telling you he's sorry. And he said his baby was seeing him when she was little. She could see him. Sometimes
yes.
She dream about him. And she don't know. Look, you ask her, do angels come to her? Because you don't want to scare her, because she don't know him that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes
mm-hmm.
she sees angels come. He said he wants you to go back to school. Why are you out of school?
Okay.
Huh?
Sir?
He said he wants you to go back to school.
I just, started having kids. Yes, I've been thinking about it real hard. Is this that I've been trying to put myself in a situation to where I can just really, really focus on school, because I mean it's gonna be so hard with working and trying to take care of the kids and going to school.
He said, now this is what he said. He said he wants you to take care of his daughter and the kids. But this guy that's around you, he's not ready to marry. He's ready to settle down. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. He needs to settle down. But he wants you to get back in school, okay? I say. If you get back in school, it's going to be all right, okay? It's the same thing personally. I'm going to call you and tell you about him, okay?
Yes,
okay,
sir. All right.
Put your hand up. You got to. And he said he was set up. That's what he said. He was set up by somebody. I say. You all open up. It'd be a blessing. Now, I want to tell you. 5350, your daughter around you, and she's concerned about her son. So don't you worry about it. It's some things going to happen. Going to turn that stuff around. Okay? So don't you get involved. You just watch it. It happens. Now, the young lady come around with the snuff, I don't know who that is. She's just sitting in her chair rocking, looking. It's a death going to take place in the family tree. And she don't want you to be upset about it, I say. That's, I'm talking to, thank you, kind spirit. That was 5350 that I was talking to. Okay, I want to tell you, Brother Raymond, your brother said for you to slow down, and there's another way you got to take care. I want me to talk to you about some personal stuff, and when I see you, I'm going to talk to you. I shall. And all things being locked up, I thank God for that. Woo! In the spirit realm. Some good ancestors tonight. I say. The scripture I want you to read going to this month, Psalm 119, Psalm 100, Isaiah 37, peace and love.